Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thanks for tuning in to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it is a blessing and an honor to be able to come with you on tonight, to come to you on tonight with Power in the Word. And you know that there is power in the Word of God. I'm excited. I am excited. I have a guest with me on tonight. I will be interviewing Pastor Matthew Tillery, and I'm just so excited to have him with me on tonight. We will be taking calls tonight, so get ready. Get ready to call in and ask the man of God any questions that you may have. Before we get started, I just want to go into a moment of prayer. Pastor Tillery, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here, Pastor.
Praise God. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Praise God. Thank you.
Praise God. I'm so glad that you took time out of your busy schedule to be with us on tonight. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord. And Lord, we come before you humble, Father God, humble and excited at the same time about what you are yet to do in our lives. We know that you have already done it in the heavenly realms, Father God, but we're excited about the manifestation in the earthly realm. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this Power in the Word program where we are able to come to your people, Lord, to share with them divine insight from you. So we thank you for this time. We ask, Lord, that you let your face shine on this program, Father God. Let your blessings be all over this hour that we spend together. Bless the man of God. Bless me, Lord, and allow me to say those things which you will have me to say. Allow Pastor Tillery to share those things which you have already deposited in his heart. And let each and every listener be blessed. And at the end of the hour, Lord, we will be sure to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Again, I want to welcome Pastor Matthew Tillery. He is the author of a great anointed book, Change the Way You Think. Pastor Matthew Tillery is the senior pastor of Tri-Faith Ministries, where he co-labors with his beautiful, anointed Proverbs 31 wife. And I'm looking in the book, but I believe her first name is Dawn. Dawn Tillery, and she is co-pastor with you, Pastor?
Yes, she's
Pastor Dawn Tillery. Yeah. So this couple is doing a great work for the Lord, and they are the pastors of Tri-Faith Ministries located in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. So, Pastor Tillery, again, welcome to the program.
Well, we're so honored, Pastor Simmons, that you allowed us to be here tonight. And certainly we just give God praise and give him glory for all that he's doing.
Praise the Lord. Now, you said we. Do I have the honor of having Pastor Dawn on the show as well?
She's right here with me, right by my side.
Wonderful. So I want to welcome you both. And what I want to do now is I want you to share with our listeners. And you know what? The listeners are already calling in. My switchboard is lit up. So
praise God.
Just bear with us for a second. We're going to take your calls. I have a couple calls in queue. Just stay with us for a second. And once we get started, you'll be able to speak with Pastor Tillery. Pastor Tillery.
Yes.
I'm excited because it's not often that I come across something that takes me to the next level in Christ. And I can say that when I received your book, it took me there. It took me to another dimension in my thinking.
Praise God.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the book and why you wrote the book?
Amen, Pastor Simmons. Certainly, once again, we thank God for you. God had given me a vision about this book in reference to his church. I believe that this is the greatest hour for the church, but I believe also that we must elevate our thinking to another level to be able to see Christ as the Christ. And the only way we will be able to do that is we have to change the way we think. You know, we've been shouting in the church, and we've been doing all of the other stuff that we do in the church, but yet we haven't seen no manifestations in our lives. So I believe that God is calling us in this hour and season that we're in with Him to elevate our thinking, that we may go to another dimension in God and to be able to see Him as Lord of Lords, King of Kings in our lives. I don't believe that we have to be broke, busted, and disgusted. I believe that we can live an awesome life in the Lord if we elevate our thinking up. And so the Holy Spirit, He illuminated my thinking as I was writing this book. And, you know, I had to deal with some things with my own thinking.
Okay.
And certainly God has elevated my thinking just writing this book to be able to see Him as the Christ. We serve an awesome God. And,
yes.
And I believe that God He want all of us in this hour and season that we're in to see some manifestations in the earth. In other words, I'm shouting now not because of an emotional experience, but I'm shouting because I've seen the hand of God move on my life.
My God.
And I believe that's the place that God is trying to get us, and I believe that this book, Change the Way You Think, certainly, if we read it and allow the Holy Spirit to illuminate these pages up in our spirit, I believe that we will actually go to that next dimension in God.
Well, I tell you, the Holy Spirit is all in this book. I took it out of my mailbox and opened the envelope. When I took the book out of the envelope, it just caught me. It connected with my spirit. I don't know how many people can understand that, but I spend a lot of my time in the spirit.
Praise God.
This book connected with me on a spiritual level.
Praise God.
My husband is also here, Pastor Anthony, and he said, when I told him I read it twice, he laughed. He said, baby, you're something else because you know you can be reading. But I tell you, one thing that I don't do is I don't read any book twice.
Praise God.
Praise God. I'm going to ask you another question, and then I'm going to take a call because this caller has been on. Actually, we have one caller who's been on even before we were, so I want to put that caller on the line with you. But the first, I'm going to ask you, why this title? Was this a title that you thought of before you started writing, or did you write the book first and then come up with the title?
Actually, Pastor, the Lord gave me the title actually before I actually started writing the book. So He had given me the title, you know, and I preached many, many messages, you know, in reference to changing the way you think. As a matter of fact, we've been in ministry for 4 years. And all of the messages that God has given me, they surround changing the way you think. Because I believe if we can change the way we think, we won't have to live in sin. We won't have to live in bondage.
Exactly.
It all deals with the mindset. If we can elevate our mindset up, then we can come out of whatever we're in. And I just believe that. So, yes,
Jesus,
change the way you
think. I'm right there with you. Praise God.
Praise God.
See what this caller has to say. Caller. 252-937, you're on the air. Caller, are you there? If the caller, your number ends with 2547. I don't know if that caller's still here. Okay, let me take another caller here.
Okay.
Okay, caller, 252-885, you're on the air. Caller?
Yes.
Okay, you're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Hey, thank you. I just wanted to call. I was listening, Pastor Tillery and Pastor Dawn. They're my pastor, and it's just I'm an elder there in the ministry, and I was listening on my cell phone because I couldn't get my computer to work right. But I just wanted to congratulate my pastor for it is an awesome book, and I just wanted to give an endorsement. Not only to for him and his wife as being awesome man and woman of God, but I tell you, we're blessed at Tri Faith in that we get to hear it every time he opens his mouth. We get to hear Change the Way You Think, and it's really become just an awesome anthem that, you know, that Tri Faith that we're just trying to take it to the world, that and it all has to start with our ministry and the leaders in our ministry. So really, I didn't have any. I just wanted to. It's just awesome just sitting here listening to my pastor on a national broadcast, and I just wanted to just tell everyone that that's listening, if they'll just open up their spirit and receive what God is speaking through our apostle, it will definitely take you to another level in Christ.
Yes, praise the Lord. Elder, what is your name?
Elder Dunnings, Terry Dunnings, ma'am.
Elder Dunnings, well, it's nice to meet you here on Power in the Word, and I'm blessed. I'm blessed that you took the time to not only listen, but to go the extra mile to get to the show so that you can hear your man of God on the air talking about this powerful book, this powerful ministry that he has. And I know that you're some blessed people if you hear this every week, because when I closed the book the second time, I said, now that's good preaching. That's good preaching. So I want to thank you. Did you have anything else that you wanted to add before I take the next call?
No, ma'am, not at all. I'm going to get out of the way and let my pastor do what he does best, and that's preach the word.
Hey, praise God, and thanks for your support. And I'm certain that your pastor thanks you as well.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, praise God. Enjoy the rest of the show. Pastor Tillery.
Yes.
I tell you, that's exciting when you have your people calling in and taking the time to listen to what you say. Then you know that what you're doing on Sunday mornings and the rest of the week with your people is effective.
It really is, Pastor Simmons, and certainly we're so grateful to God for that. We have some really solid folk, and they really love the Lord, so we're just happy about that.
Okay, now is this he mentioned something that was key. He said this is what they hear every Sunday. So you're actually preaching this word on a weekly basis in different sermons. You're preaching pretty much the message that they could change. If we can change the way that we think, then we have the victory already.
Amen, Pastor Simmons. You know, as a man thinketh, so is he.
Mm.
So we can, once again, elevate our thinking. Everything that we deal with in life, every issue, that thing can be turned around just by changing out the way we think. And, you know, our messages, is like you said, they're centered around the mindset. So we deal with the mindset each week. God, give us something in reference to dealing with the mindset to elevate the people, you know, to that they can elevate their thinking, that we can go to another dimension in every area of our lives, our finances, our health, just live a victorious life in Christ Jesus.
So we're talking about that abundant life that Jesus Christ said he came to give us.
Exactly, the abundant life. You know, we quote John 10:10 where we say that, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. There's a comma there. You know, most folk end at that before that comma, but after there it says that, but Christ Jesus came that we might have life and have life more abundantly.
Amen.
So
yes.
We're trying to get to the abundant life.
Yes, I'm there, and your book is just taking me, like I said, it's taking me where I need to be.
But praise God.
I believe, praise God. My husband and I, we were motivational speakers before we were preachers.
Oh, okay, praise God.
So our whole thing was, let's go higher.
Praise God.
I'll get our churches higher by Beverly Crawford. And that's a shout-out to her and her music. We just want to go higher. Now, what is it that you think is preventing a lot of people from changing the mindset, from having a renewed mind?
Well, Pastor, I think, you know, we have been churched out through the years. You know, we have the church protocol down, and we know how to have church. We know how to do church, but we still live a defeated life.
Mm.
And I don't think that we allow the Holy Spirit to come in the midst of us and let him just take over the service, you know. It cannot be out of order if the Holy Spirit is directing the service. But we put so many programs into place, and we put God all in this box, and he's too awesome to be locked in a box.
Yes,
so we have to let him come out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Revelation, the scripture talks about Jesus being on the outside knocking at the door. Well, Pastor, something is wrong with that picture. If he's on the outside, he should be in the midst of us.
On the outside, who's in the church?
Exactly. So I believe once we just, you know, allow the Spirit of God to penetrate our minds, penetrate our hearts, and turn back to God, because we, in actuality, many of us When I say us, I'm talking about the church as a whole. We have turned away from God. We have turned away from the things of God. So we have to turn back to God and allow him to lead and guide us into all truth. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. He leads and guides us into all truth.
Yes, but what are we missing? Because, you know, there are a lot of messages out there. You can turn on the television. Most of us don't even, a lot of Christians feel like they don't even have to go to church anymore because you can turn on the TV at any hour, especially with DirecTV, and hear a word, hear a tele-evangelist. So we're getting so much word. Some people are just watching it all day, every day, watching one tele-evangelist after another.
Right.
And if that's the case, if so much word is coming out and so much word is being preached and listened to and so many ministries are being watched, what's missing in the Christian world? Why aren't we as Christians, and I know this might be a deep question, but I go that way sometimes.
Praise God.
Praise God. Why aren't we making a greater impact on the world? And even in the church, why is there still so much divorce in the church? And I know some people may beg to differ with me, but there seems to be more divorce in the church than there is in the world. Husbands walking out on their wives and little children and brothers, and even the immorality with men on the down low.
Amen.
And all kinds of craziness going on where you don't even know who the real Christians are anymore. It's hard to tell.
Exactly.
It's hard
right.
to tell unless someone has a bumper sticker on their car or a Bible on their desk. But where are the Christians, and why aren't we making a greater impact in this world?
Right. I sometimes our folk, we come in on Sundays and Thursdays and when we meet, and sometimes they say, well, we need a word today, Pastor. I said, well, not really. You don't really need another word. You just need to take the word that you have and do something with that.
Mm.
So I don't think we need another word. We just need to activate what we already have.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we get a lot of word. Like you say, you know, you can turn your TV on, your radio, the Internet at any time and get a word.
Mm.
But are we letting that word pretty much get us? You know, John 15 talks about if we abide in him and let Christ abide in us. So there has to be an abiding. We have to abide in the word, and then we have to let that word abide in us. And we walk by faith and not by sight. So I believe that it's a lot of word going forth, but are we taking what we're getting and actually activating that word through that of faith?
Through faith. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I believe that's why we see a lot of divorces and all types of stuff that we see. As a matter of fact, I did a study. I did a teaching a while back, and we was talking about the divorce rate among Christians, which is actually higher than that of the world.
Yes, I thought so. I thought I had read that.
Yes, exactly. So something is wrong with that picture.
Yes, yes.
So I think we just have to allow this word to saturate us and live in it, you know, live in this word. And then we're going to activate the word through that of faith. I believe what I read by faith, it may not have came to pass yet, but that's no indication that it's not going to come to pass because God cannot lie. So
that's right.
So we let that word saturate us, and we can't get away from that word. So we have to stay in it at all times and walk by faith. And I believe once we do that, then we'll be able to see the hand of God on our lives, and we'll be able to walk and be that mature Christian that he's called us to be.
The mature Christian.
Amen.
Mature Christian, living the word and having the living word dwelling in us.
Amen, Pastor.
And praise God. I have another call I'm going to take. I have a couple more callers. Let's take another caller here and see if we have someone who has a question for you, Pastor Tillery. I'm going to speak to 252-314. One second, and I'll have you on the air. 252-314, you're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word. Hello? Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hello. God bless you, and welcome to Power in the Word. Who am I speaking to?
This is Stephon Battle. I'm a member of Pastor Tillery's Church.
Praise the Lord. Your members are on the ball tonight, Pastor Tillery.
Praise God. I didn't know we were getting this many.
Praise the Lord. Stephon, do you have a question for your pastor, or do you have a comment?
No, ma'am. I was just listening to it.
Okay. Well, Are you enjoying the program so far?
Yes, ma'am.
And I know that this is nothing that you haven't heard before, because as the elder told us earlier, your pastor is consistent. He's
yes,
consistent
ma'am.
With what he preaches, and I'm certain that he's a man of integrity who lives what he preaches.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to take another call. You go ahead, Stefan, and you enjoy the program.
All right. Thank you.
God bless you. Okay, Pastor Tillery.
Yes, yes.
So what we're saying is that we just don't need to hear another word. We need to just go ahead and live this thing.
That's it, Pastor. We have enough word to last until Christ returns. We just need to go ahead and activate what we already received. And you know, utilize what we have now. We get word all the time, you know, on Sundays, in our cars, when we're riding, we're getting word. So we have a lot of word in us, but we just need to activate this thing and stop playing around with it and just go ahead and live this thing out now, you know.
So does that apply to struggling Christians who are struggling with their salvation, struggling in their walk? Perhaps they are still struggling with alcoholism, still struggling with drug addiction, still struggling with fornication, the flesh. Is this something that they can apply? And help me out here, because I see too many Christians struggling.
Exactly. You know, one of the things that God has given us is to build the saints up to a place where they're able to go out to minister to other folk, because we're, in honesty, you know, we're not all at the same level. Some of us do have struggles, you know. But there should be enough mature Christians to go out to uplift our brothers and our sisters who may be struggling with drug abuse or alcohol. But if no one in the church is in that place of maturity to go out to help our brothers and sisters, then we have a big mess in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
So somebody's got to grow up, you know. Somebody's got to grow up so we can go out and help someone else.
Somebody has to grow up, and I agree with that. Does testimony play a big part in this? Are we not being real enough in the pulpit?
I think that has a lot to play with it as well. You know, I'm pretty real when I'm ministering, and I let folk know, hey, you know, you may have some struggles. I have some struggles sometimes. You know, I'm not above having struggles, but I believe that because of my walk with God and my desire to live a holy life and a righteous life, a lifestyle of integrity, that part right there, it keeps me in a place of prayer. It keeps me in a place of fasting. So my spiritual man, if I'm not feeding and developing my spiritual man, then my flesh will take over. So that's what happens, because we have to stay in that place of prayer and fasting at all times and just going after God, just seeking him out and searching him out. And if we don't, and if we're not consistent with that, we'll find our flesh overtaking us.
Right, because what you see grows, right?
Exactly, exactly.
And if we're not feeding the Spirit, I mean really feeding the Spirit, not just watching a TV show, not just listening to a word, but actually letting that word come in, listening to it on purpose, I think that makes a difference. When you're hungry for God, like you said, and seeking God for real, seeking his face, and you know that you can't live without him.
Yes.
And you said something very key. You said when you desire God.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's a heart issue as well.
Exactly. You know, we have to have a strong desire for him and constantly going after God and just allow him to saturate us, you know, with his presence and not letting anything hinder us from seeking him out. And that's not just you don't just wait until you get to church on Sundays to do that, you know.
Okay, so it's not a Sunday thing.
Right, and that's what happens to most of us. We just wait until we get to come to church on Sundays or Wednesdays, Thursdays, whenever we go midweek, and you know we want the pastor to feed us and but no, you got to get out. You got to search that word out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every day. We have to have that relationship with him every day. Stand in our word. So when you come on Sundays or Thursdays or whenever you come on midweek, then you're not coming just to rob, but you're coming adding, and you're bringing something in the service.
You're bringing something. Praise God. So reading the word is important also. Is that what you're saying, that it's important for Christians to read their own Bibles and not just throw them in the back seat of the car?
And not let it become a dust collector.
Something. And I don't mean to talk about my brothers and sisters, because I used to do it. I couldn't stand reading the Bible, because to me, the Bible was boring. It was boring. I couldn't understand it. And what do we say to people who just can't understand the Bible, so they don't really take the time to read it? How do we help these people?
Well, I think, you know, you get in a Bible study class, and not only that, but you ask God to illuminate those scriptures up when you're reading it, and God will do that. I had a problem, you know, some stuff I didn't understand, but, you know, God will give clarity. He'll give revelation of his word. If we, you know, ask God to illuminate his scriptures up as we're reading them, God would definitely do that, and we get a study Bible, and we do all that other stuff to add to it. So God will illuminate his word up to us.
And that's why I think praise God, he will do that. And that's why your book is so powerful. That's why your book is so powerful. I believe that this book is going to help a lot of people to receive what God has for them during this season.
Amen.
In their lives. Amen. God uses prophets and apostles, men and women of God, teachers and leaders, to bring the people, to bring his children, whom he loves so much. God loves you so much, listener.
Amen.
Into a full understanding of who he is and what his plan is for their lives. We know that God plans, his plans are to prosper us and not to harm us.
Amen.
A hope for a future, and to give us a future, to give us that abundant life. And it's just so powerful. When I read your book, I said, this book really breaks it down and makes it digestible to the point where when you come out of it, and it's a small book, it's not a thick book or anything like that. I believe it's about 65 pages or something like that.
64 pages.
64 pages. And the chapters are bite-sized.
Yes, yes.
They are straight to the point, and they really illuminate this through the Spirit. I know that it's the Holy Spirit that is talking to me through your book. But what makes this book different than a lot of books, in your opinion? What makes your book different than a lot of the other books that are out there about changing your mindset? Because, you know, there are a lot of New Age
yes
works out there that are talking about think positive and begin to manifest things with your mind. Does your book, would someone mistake your book, and I already know the answer, but someone mistake your book for one of those type of books? Or what makes your book different, unique?
Well, Pastor, you think you hit it on the head the first time. The book is a small book. There are 12 chapters, but the chapters are relatively small. And God allowed me to do that because, really, most of us really don't like to read those real thick books.
Yes.
And so God allowed this book to be very short, straight to the point. There are 12 chapters, but they are all based on scriptures. There are no mind stuff in here other than change your mindset. But there are no demonic witchcraft and all that positive thinking books that we purchase. It's not like that. It's basically scripture, and it's dealing with that of Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
So it's all scripture based on the scriptures and the revelation that God has given me to write this book through that of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Praise God. Now, I have some questions, because I see I have another caller. I'm going to take you, caller, in about 3 minutes. But I have some questions about the book as I was reading through it, and I'm here. In the foreword, I'm going to talk about something that Pastor Dawn talked about in the foreword.
Okay.
He talked about complacency, religiosity, and the traditions of men. And I believe we've already touched on that. But the only thing that we talked about religiosity, but how does complacency come in, and how does your book deal with complacency and traditions of men?
Well, Pastor Simmons, you know, oftentimes we we become relaxed. And to be honest with you, many of us in the body really don't like change. But change is the only thing that's constant. And when we don't want to change, you know, many of us, we have our favorite seat that we sit in each week. And if, you know, we rush to church, and some of us don't really rush there. We just get there when we get there. But whenever we get there, we want to have a favorite seat. And we pretty much want the same routine, you know, strictly by the program and whatever the program is saying. We don't want to deviate from that. And we just want the same thing each week. So when we do that, we become complacent in the things of God, and we be set in that mode, and we can expect, you know, what we're going to do every week. It's kind of like it's all laid out. And the devil has gotten down some this routine because we do it every week. So the devil, he watches this stuff. He watches this setup. So he said, well, I know what they're going to do every week because they do the same thing every week.
Yeah.
And we just don't want no change. Don't mess with me. Don't you know, just leave me alone. Just give me the word. And but you know, don't give me a whole lot of other stuff, you know. But God is bigger than that. And we, once again, like I said earlier, we have to be open to the Holy Spirit. Our service is not dictated by Pastor Tillery. It's dictated by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So whatever he's doing, we're going to submit to it. And the people have to understand and know that I'm not doing anything out of flesh.
Yeah.
But it's out of the Spirit of God. Because, you know, we've had services, Pastor, where, you know, we as soon as I get up there, God told me to do an altar call. And you see people saved, healed, delivered right there at the beginning of service. But if we weren't open to that and we have to go through the whole program and do it at the end of the service, then we may have missed an opportunity to really minister to people.
Praise God. Praise God. So you have done altar calls at the beginning of your services.
Yes, we matter of fact, Sunday. We open up Sunday, and, you know, God said, look, do it right now. So, and that's why, Pastor, it is so important, it is so critical that the men and women of God lay before God to be able to hear the voice of God. And if we're not laying before God, if we're not really seeking God as men and women, pastors and leaders, we will miss an opportunity sometimes to really minister to folk. Because if we're not really hearing what the Spirit of God is saying because of all the other stuff that has clouded our vision and spiritual years from hearing, sometimes we'll miss God like that. So we have to lay before God, fasting and in prayer for the people. So when we come in, because we want to make sure we're doing everything that the Holy Spirit is telling us to do.
Yes, yes. And not doing what we want to do, moving
right
ahead with the program.
Exactly, exactly.
Shows up. A lot of the times we move ahead with the program, even though God has shown up and wants to do something with the people. I'm guilty of that. I don't do it often, but there have been times when we've just said, okay, we have the program. And I think programs can be a hindrance sometimes if you actually have a paper program
right
that you're trying to follow
right
instead of just going according to the Holy Spirit.
Right. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with programs, but that shouldn't be the main focus on the service.
And we do that a lot. My husband and I have learned that we'll go in with a word that we think God wants us to preach. And God will change the word right in the middle of the sermon.
That's the way he is.
And it's funny because you can see it actually happening if you're in the spirit. You can actually see when it happens.
You're exactly right. I got up last Sunday, Pastor, to preach, and, you know, I used the laptop, put my laptop up there on the pulpit, you know, and all ready to get into the word. And the Holy Spirit said, not today. You're not preaching that today.
Jesus.
So he just shifted us.
Did what God wanted you to do.
Right, and it was such an awesome word, you know, and we saw the signs and wonders follow after his word.
Oh, I love that. I love signs and wonders.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
I would love to come and visit your church.
Amen.
I love signs and wonders, and I know God loves signs and wonders as well, because Jesus said that these things shall follow my disciples, that we shall heal the sick and cast out demons.
Yes.
And the lame should be made to walk, the blind eyes shall be open, and
yes,
those who are in bondage should be freed up.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, I'm excited again. There's just so much in this great book. And you talked about taking God out of our box. And we think he's in the box, but we know that there's no box big enough to hold God.
Exactly right.
There is one question that I had. I told that call I was going to take this call. So I'm going to take this call, and then I have another question.
All right.
See who we have here. You know, it's another number in the 252 area code. Your church is calling in tonight. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. This is 252-314. Your number begins with 252-314. You're on the air.
Yes, how you doing today?
I'm blessed. Welcome. A woman. Praise the Lord. I knew there had to be some Christian sisters out there.
Yes, my name is Minister Cynthia Dunnings. I'm also calling I'm a member of also Tri-Faith Ministry. Pastor Tiller is my pastor. And my son called me. I'm at work right now, but my son had called me and told me that he was on the air. And I was like, there's no way in the world I can let my pastor go on the air without people knowing how much I support his book, how much I support his vision, how much he's doing in the body of Christ. Because of him, I have really matured in the things of God. I remember when I used to not know what power operated within me, but now he's shown me, and now I'm exercising, and God is doing awesome things in my life. But I did have a question for him today that I thought maybe hearers might need to hear. And that question was, as believers or as we are in the body of Christ right now, what season do he see us in with God, and why is it so important that we may change the way we think so that God would be able to manifest himself and show us his finished work?
Praise the Lord, Pastor Tillery.
Minister, could you repeat that question again?
As I was saying, I thought it was important that the hearers hear that I wanted you to say how you felt, what season as the body of Christ we're in right now with God, and why is it so important that we may change the way we think so that he may manifest himself to us, show his finished work to us now.
Amen. Well, you know, the scripture talks about the son of Issachar. They had the ability to discern the seasons and know what times that they were in with God. Well, the only way we'll be able to discern the seasons and know what times we're in with God is that, once again, it goes back to that relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And if we allow the Holy Spirit and stay tuned in with him, then certainly he will let us know what season and times that we're in with God.
Mm-hmm.
It's very critical now that we know that. And I believe we're in a season with God now where God is challenging the church. Number one is to come to a place of repentance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's turning around and changing the way we think. It's a mindset and turning back to God. I believe that God is calling holiness back in his church.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. And it's going to be our holiness towards God, our lifestyle towards God,
mm-hmm.
Our fellowship with God,
mm-hmm.
that's going to determine our depth in God or how far we're going in him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got to know right now that we're in a season of repentance. God is calling the church to turn back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And once we do that, then God will definitely, I believe that God will really show us who we are in him.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that this is a season that God will manifest his finished work, like his miracles? You know, we always believe in God to do some miracles. You know, you always hear what he can do, but far as actually seeing it in our churches, we don't see it. So do you believe that this is a season that God will begin to manifest his great power and his strength to us in that form?
You're exactly right, and God is already doing that now. I'm a living witness of his healing power. As you know, I give the testimony about every Sunday. But Pastor Simmons, they diagnosed
me. Yes, I would love to hear the testimony. Praise God.
Yes.
You
yes.
Minister Cynthia, stay with us.
Yes, they diagnosed me with, they found a retention cyst in my spinoid sinuses, which is relatively millimeters away from my brain. And they told me that if they had to go in there to remove it, basically they told me it really didn't look good. And it was from around June of 2005 when I started to experience that. And the pain was so intense. I had to lay on the couch for about 6 months. I couldn't, many nights I couldn't sleep with my wife because I could only lay on my right side. I couldn't lay on my left side. And I was taking, you know, all types of pain pills. But December the 20th, somewhere in that area, 2005, God healed me. You know, and I went back to the doctor the following year in 2006. They did MRIs. They couldn't find anything. And they was pretty much blown away. But God, that was God's, the finished works of Christ, his healing power.
His healing power, yes.
His healing power. And we've seen many miracles in our church. We've seen the hand of God move mightily. So yes, you know, he's there. His power has not diminished. You know, there's no limit to his power. If we walk by faith and tap into who he is, yes, signs and wonders will follow. And I'm a firm believer of signs and wonders.
And that is so true. He is moving in our sanctuary just like that. But I just know from previous times, from, you know, other churches that I've been that were so traditional, you know, you just basically heard what he could do. But until I've actually came to Try Faith, I never actually saw the hand of God move in that area. And it has made a great impact in my spiritual growth to know that he is a God, that he can do everything that he absolutely says he can do and actually see it. Don't just go by word of mouth or because the scripture says, but actually see it. And I'm going to get off the phone, but I want to say, Pastor Terrell, I'm just so thankful to God for how he has sent you to our ministry and all the work that you're doing for him. And I will continue to pray that God will continue to strengthen you. And I believe that he's going to open doors for you that you won't even be able to comprehend what he's going to do for you. I believe it's going to be so awesome. And I'm believing that he's going to make your name a household name unto the whole nation, unto
praise
the
God.
Whole world.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Minister Cynthia, what is your last name?
Dunnings.
I'm sorry?
Dunnings.
Dunnings.
Dunnings, yes, ma'am.
I want you to just, before you go, I know you said you were going, but before you go, I want you to share with my listeners how do you think your pastor's book will impact their lives?
As I was saying earlier, it's awesome. It has truly, it's nothing new to me because I've been hearing it now for over 2 years.
Yes.
But it's now I'm really just beginning to really change my mindset, renewing my mind in Christ. And because of it, I'm beginning to walk in victory. It was a time that I always felt like when the enemy comes up against me, I'm always looking for a way to an escape. But now I've gotten to the point that I'm ready to roll up my sleeve and I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to go through what God has ordained for me to go through, but it was a time that I couldn't do that because I did not know of the power that I had operating in me.
Yes, praise.
As I said, he has been a blessing to me, and I believe I speak on behalf of the whole church of how he has really impacted our city, and I believe God is doing awesome and marvelous things in the midst of this man.
Praise the Lord. Well, thank you so much, my sister, for coming on the show today and helping us to get the word out about this great book and the great ministry that your pastor and his wife are doing there in North Carolina, in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. So if you're looking for a church and you're listening and you are in that area, try Faith Ministries. Try Faith Ministries. Go on over there and get you some of this anointing. Get the anointing that's already in you stirred up so that God can do a work in your life like he's doing in the lots of the people who have already called and in the life of Pastor Tillery. Thank you so much for calling in, Minister Cynthia Dunnings.
Okay, you guys be blessed.
God bless
Take
you,
care.
Pastor Tillery.
Praise God.
Praise God. I tell you, you are a blessed man. You're a blessed man, and I'm seeing that it's evident that my first impression of you was correct. My first impression of you is correct. What else do you want to tell? Is there anything else that you want to tell our listeners about your book or about anything else I had a question before I ask you this question. There was something that was mentioned about a sevenfold anointing.
Yes.
Can you just share with us a little bit more about that?
Yes. In the book of Isaiah chapter 11, I'm just going to read it because I always get that question. I had the book, right, the Bible, right to that verse.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah, I get that question a lot. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 2, it talks about, it says, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him." It's talking about the Christ. "The Spirit of wisdom, understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord." Those are a sevenfold anointing that was resting on Christ. It's talking about, verse 1 says, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." So we're talking about Christ. So there's a sevenfold anointing that's resting on Christ, as well as the Holy Spirit. So I believe that God wants to illuminate us with those seven folds. The Spirit of the Lord. We have to have the Spirit of the Lord. We have to be filled.
Right now. Oh, yes. I'm about to get up out of my seat.
Praise God. But we have to be filled with the Spirit of God. Before there were any release to go out to do the work of the ministry, there were an infilling of the Holy Ghost to give them power to go out to do the work of the ministry. We have to be filled with the Spirit of God. And then the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. We can't do anything without the wisdom of God and without God's understanding, without his revelation. So we need the wisdom of God and not the wisdom of man. "There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death." So we have to have the wisdom of God and the understanding of God, the Spirit of counsel and might, knowing the ways of God, and the Spirit of knowledge. And then we have to have the Spirit of fear of the Lord, not fear in sense of God doing anything to us, but the reverence type of fear in reference to who he is.
Yes. Yeah.
So those are seven areas right there that the believer, those seven fold right there must rest on the believer in order for us to live a victorious life.
Yes, praise God. And if we know, and that's why your book is so important. That's why what God has done through you with this book is so important. And all the glory does go to God. And I know that God is in this book. Amen. It's so important because if we know better, we can do better.
Exactly right.
Ben always said, if we would have known better, we would have done better, because we both have testimonies. I'm sure we all have testimonies.
Amen, amen.
As God began to renew our mind and we began to really grab a hold of and believe that we were new creations. You talked about that also, being new creations in Christ.
Yes, yes.
And having the renewal of the mind. Now, you talked about progressive renewal of the mind. And I thought that was powerful. It's not just a one-time thing.
Right, exactly. You know, because you think about it, Pastor Simmons, you know, before many of us became saved, we have a lot of junk that's on the inside of us.
Yeah.
So, you know, salvation is instant because we do it by faith, but the renewing of our minds is a process. It's a process that we go out. We walk out daily, you know.
Yes, and it took years. It took years for us to get all of the issues that we have, to get all of the baggage that we built up in our lives. I got saved from a lot of stuff.
Amen.
And the Lord had to renew my mind. But I thank God that he gave me the grace to grab a hold of this word, that I was sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yes, yes.
And busted and disgusted, looking for love in all the wrong places. I just didn't want to do it anymore. And I remember coming home from a nightclub just before the Lord sent my husband out to that bar to evangelize me. And I came home late one morning with my shoes in my hand, drinking a liquor and cigarette smoke, and I said, "Oh, God, there has to be a better way." And I was searching for something better.
Praise God.
I was seeking for something better. And when I heard the word, it quickened in my spirit, and I knew that I had hit the jackpot.
Yes.
And my life was changed forever. And I grabbed a hold of that. And that's what I want to encourage our listeners to do. If you're struggling, I talked about struggling Christians, but grab a hold of everything that God has for you.
Yes.
He did not see fit for you to live your life the way that you were living before he came into your life, before he sent his word by a preacher, an evangelist, or your brother, or your sister, your aunt, somebody came and told you about Jesus.
Yes.
And if they told you right, if they told you right, because that's Pastor Tillery, that's another thing. People are not preaching this word right. You know, they're preaching it well, I guess I shouldn't say right. I heard hellfire, brimstone. But if they told you right, then it makes you want more.
Exactly. You're exactly
true,
right.
Pastor Tillery?
Yes, you're exactly right, Pastor.
It makes you want more. Somebody preached it right for me. Somebody told me that I didn't need a sugar daddy.
Yes.
Somebody told me that I didn't have to live like that. I didn't need liquor to be joyful, to be happy. Somebody told me that God loved me.
Yes. Yes.
And that I could be new and all that other stuff, that ugly stupid stuff that I did before I got saved would be put into the sea of forgetfulness, and I didn't have to live under shame and guilt anymore. So this book adds to that. This book tells it right, and that's what I love about Change the Way You Think, because it tells it right. Your book does not focus on the negative. A lot of people, I didn't hear the devil is a liar one time in your book, Pastor. Why is that? You know, we preach that the devil is a liar. I didn't read that. Is it in your book? I didn't read that.
No, that's not in my book. No, that's not in there, Pastor. We let him know each week that he's definitely a liar.
Go ahead and put him in your book. You didn't document it. You just said he already knows, because the Bible tells us that the truth is not in him. He's the father of lies. So, but what I like about it is that it's just on the up and up. It's very positive. It's enlightening. The book is in digestible pieces. It's a book that you want to get down on the inside of you. It's the Bible. Your book is not literally the Bible, but it's the Bible that the Lord has given you pieces out of the Bible to put in plain English in a book form. And it's easy for anybody to understand what God is saying through the man of God. That's what I like about this book. That's what I really like about this book.
Amen.
What words of encouragement can you give to any of our listeners who have been looking for just what we've been talking about? They've been looking for the abundant life. They've been looking for a higher way of thinking. They've been trying to find the answers. They may be, I don't know if they're in the ministry, the type of ministry that may be preaching what you're preaching.
Right.
What can you say to someone who's still searching and they just have not walked into the abundant life yet? They are not walking into the enlightenment or the illumination of the Word of God in their lives right now, the manifestation of the Word of God.
Amen. I think, Pastor, first of all, there's victory through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
There's victory through him. And I believe that, you know, the listeners that, you know, the ones that are not saved, I believe, first of all, it must come to Christ and allow him to live on the inside of them. Secondly, the ones that are saved that's watching or listening to this broadcast, we must be able to come off the milk and go into the meat realm. That God may be able to feed us more. It talks about in Ephesians how, you know, there's a desire for God to give us some meat, but many of us were still on the milk. I believe that God is calling us off the milk to come into the realm of the meat, where we can begin to digest some things.
Yeah.
God, he is a God of love, and his desire is not for anyone to perish. His desire is not for anyone to live a lifestyle of poverty, a lifestyle of defeat. You know, Christ, he's gone to the cross. He paid the price for all of that. He paid the price for all of us to live a victorious life.
Yes.
Not just in one area of our lives, but in all areas. He's paid the price for us to live that life of overflow.
Yes.
In every area of our lives.
Yes.
It's just a matter, I believe, of us totally selling out to God and just allowing him to do it. It doesn't matter where you are right now with your spiritual walk. You may not be to the place that you want to be. None of us are to the place that we really want to be. There's room for all of us to improve. But I believe the more that we submit to the will of God for our lives, that Christ The Holy Spirit will begin to illuminate Christ in our hearts, and I believe that we'll be able to live in that elevated place, in that high place that Christ has designed for us to live. We're seated with him in heavenly places.
Yes.
And that's not from a natural perspective, but it's from a spiritual perspective.
Yes.
We're seated with him, and we got to come to know who we are, and we can't let other folk tell us who we're not. We got to know who we are in Christ.
Praise God.
You know, folk will put a tag on you. They will name you. But if it's not who God has called me and named me, I'm not going to receive what you have given me.
We just reject it.
That's it. We reject it, and we'll throw it to the side. But I know who I am in Christ, and I'm not going to let anyone, the devil, my neighbor, no one tell me who I am because I know who I am. And I believe that once the body, we come to that understanding and knowledge to know. And we get that through teaching.
Yes.
And but like you say, everyone is not teaching this elevated lifestyle. So, you know, but I believe that we get in that word and allow God to saturate us with it. And I believe that God will reveal to us who we are. You're a special person out there. God loves you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I always tell people, Pastor Tillery, that men don't validate you. They don't have that power to validate you, men and women, nor do they have the power to invalidate you.
That's right.
So we spend a lot of time trying to please people. And I tell people at the end of the day, it's more important that you have pleased God.
That's right.
You have submitted to his mighty hand and let him mold you and make you and shape you into what and whom he wants you to be. God has a great plan for you, listener. He has a great plan for all of us. And I believe that's what Minister Cynthia was saying, is that it's time. It's time for the real sons and daughters to just stand up and be counted.
Amen.
Stand up and be counted and stop taking a licking from the enemy. We've already defeated the enemy.
Amen.
Praise God. Pastor Tillery, can you believe that the hour is up? We are at the end of the hour again.
Oh.
Interviewing Pastor Matthew Tillery about his book, the book that the Lord has given him to write, Change the Way You Think. Pastor Tillery, tell us, are there any other projects that you're working on right now?
Actually, it is. Hopefully the book should be released around September, somewhere around October in that area. And I can give you the name of it. It's called When Heaven Touches Earth.
Wow, another awesome title, When Heaven Touches Earth. Praise God. And that's going to be released at the end of the year?
Hopefully around October, September, October, somewhere in that area.
Okay, so you make sure you call me so that I can have you back.
I sure will.
Talk about that new work. And also, where is this book available, Change the Way You Think?
Okay, you can get the book barnesandnobles.com, as well as amazon.com, outskirtspress.com, and you can also get it at Books a Million.
Okay.
So those places that they're available.
And what is the cost of the book?
The book is $7.95.
Again, a great price for a great book.
Yes, yes.
I tell you, this is a book that everyone can afford to go out and buy. Is there a website that I can direct my listeners to that they can find out more about you and this awesome ministry that the Lord has you and your wife doing?
Yes, you can go to www.trifaithministries.org.
Okay, is that TriFaith one word? Is there a hyphen?
No, they're all together, TriFaith Ministries.
And that's T-R-I?
Yes.
F-A-I-T-H, ministries.org.
Yes.
So, again, what time does your service start? I believe that you're going to have some people coming to your service on Sunday.
Amen.
If we have some people in that area.
Praise God. We start at 11 a.m. each Sunday.
What time?
11 a.m.
11 o'clock a.m.
Yes.
And any other thing that I have? Okay, well, we're at the end of the hour. Pastor Tillery, is there anything in closing that you would like to say to our listeners?
Certainly, Pastor. First of all, just want to thank you for having me on tonight, as well as your husband. We're so grateful for that, and we just praise God for you. just continue to keep up the work that God is actually doing in your ministry as well. And
yes,
certainly we thank God for this newfound friendship, this new relationship, this new fellowship. We're just so excited about that, and we're going to be getting with you on some things later. And so we're just really excited, and we thank God for all of the listeners on tonight, and we pray that that God will continue to bless you in a supernatural way. I believe that God is going to do some awesome things in your life. He's going to bless you tremendously this year. So get ready to receive what God has for you on this year.
Praise the Lord. I receive it. Listener, do you receive it on tonight? Amen. Praise God. Once again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Pastor Tillery. Thank you again for being a guest.
Thank you for having me.
Praise God. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons signing off, and you have been listening to Power in the Word. Remember, to change the way you think, go ahead and buy this book. Make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my brother, remember, my sister, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.